He said that Rav David had a hat, was a little beaten up. And the Rebbetzin wanted him to get a new hat. And Rav David, no, I don't need a new hat. It's good enough. What I need a new hat for, it's fine. You know, she kept on wanting, nudging him to get a new hat, and he's not getting a new hat. So Yisachar decided once, okay, he'll try. So he said to Rav David, you know, maybe let's go get a hat. So Rav David says, fine. When do you want to go? So he was like shocked. You know, everyone's nudging Rav David to get a hat, and no, he doesn't listen. And to him, he listens. Okay, listen. He's okay. So they get in the car during whatever lunch or whatever it is. They drive to Williamsburg over the bridge. They go into the hat store. And Rav David says to the owner of the hat store, my Talmud needs a hat. Rav David thought that Yisachar was going for himself. He asked, so Rav David Yisachar said, but you thought I came for myself? He says, yeah, that's what you told me. We have to go get a hat. It's the wine I'm asking you. I figured you wanted someone to come along to tell you if it looks nice. You know, you can't tell on yourself how the hat looks. So you needed someone to come along with you. So you asked me to come along with you to help you pick out a hat. So Yisachar ended up getting a new hat. Rav David didn't get a new hat. That's like such a great story. Anyway, okay. I see we do have some new faces. Let me just see who our new faces are, if I can see. Quickly. Shruti Pikus, is that you? Hello there. Sometimes the names lie to you, but okay. All right. And who is this? Shmuel. I can't see your face. You're for some reason you're blurred. Okay. I see you now. All right. And Svi Lorcas, right? Welcome. Where are you?
Kew Garden Hills.
Kew Garden Hills, okay. And Ephraim Hoffman. Hello there. Hello to you. Okay. Hello. I don't know. Did we meet? Do we know each other?
We met once or twice.
Once or twice. Okay. All right. You have me. Avram. Okay, then I think we met. Sam, I don't know who Sam is. Who is Sam? Who's Sam?
Hi, Sam Reese.
Sam Reese. Did I meet you yet?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So I apologize. I meet people many times. Okay. Do I know you from before? Are you?
No.
Okay. So not so bad. I have a terrible head for names. Rabbi Hammer, can I tell you a story? We're starting a new sugya, so I can start. Rashiva always starts a new sugya with a joke. No? So I can tell you a joke. It's not a joke. It's a true story. I have a terrible, terrible head for names. It's a problem. I have even trouble, you know, when I try to get my own kids' names, I usually get them wrong until I get them right, you know? But for sure in Shir, I can't, you know, it takes me a minute to process what the person's name is. And in Shir, he goes too fast. I don't have time to stop to think. So I claim that I yarshined it from my father. My father did not have a good head for names. Obviously not as bad as mine, but he did not have such a good head for names. My mother had an amazing head for names, so she would help my father. So this is a true story. I don't know if I'm supposed to say it in public.
How did you manage to assure of it?
Okay, so I'm telling you this story. So the most chashuv Baba Bus in the Young Israel Forest Hills, I think by far, actually the biggest stalker giver, was Eugene Gluck, right? Eugene Gluck, Hashem was a tzaddik, very big Baal stalker, big Baal chesed, etc. My father was very, very close to him. Eugene Gluck gave the first ambulance for Hatzawa in Forest Hills. He donated the whole ambulance, fully equipped, etc. So the president asked my father, with such an amazing thing, if he could publicly thank Eugene Gluck in the beginning of his drasha. My father gets up and he starts saying, I want to thank our benefactor, and he forgot his name. So he starts using, he had a decent vocabulary, my father, so he starts using all kinds of adjectives, you know, so I think, wow, he's really laying it on thick, you know, benefactor, this, that. And then he had to stop, but What's his name? He turns to the president, what's his name? It was so funny. Anyway, I thought it was funny. But that's what happens to rabbis, you know? On the spot, you forgot the name of his most important Baal Bus. So I can do
one of the Baal Bats, and when I was in Youngstown, one of the Baal Bats told me, he says, that's the danger about thanking people, is you always leave somebody out.
Yeah, but he was trying to thank him. He was the only one he wanted to thank.
One time I made a mistake. I started thanking people, and the wife of one of the people I didn't thank was so upset, she stormed out of shul, and she wanted to have me removed as a rug.
Okay. Yeah.
Now you're in Arizona.
Yeah, okay.
I guess you were successful.
Yes. But my father held very much a rabbanus. He thought it was a great profession. You know, not as the money, as what you accomplish. He thought of rabbanus better than teaching, I think. He felt you get deeper connections. That's what he felt. Make very deep connections with people. Father was about with people. He was a people person. So he felt that rabbanus, you're with people for so many years, got all their simchas and their tzlaolein utzaris, and you make very deep personal connections. A rabbi is here 1 year, next year is another kid. It's not the same. So I'm the black sheep of the family that didn't go into rabbanus. But okay, anyway. So maybe this Zoom, so we can reconnecting to my old Talmidim. Okay, now we should learn a little bit. I guess I was Yaisi a little bit about the Shiva. Those who remember, we used to bat to the whole, I think almost every first day of the Sugya was a day of Batoa, no? I think it was Kemat Vadai. I think the Yeshiva did it.
It was after elections for sure.
I think the Yeshiva did it. It wasn't just because, I think he did it because there were certain guys he wanted to connect to that he felt he couldn't connect to them in Shir. So they had to be, you know, they had also connect. They also had to feel they had a Rebbe. They could talk to him. And in Shir, they weren't, not everybody could, you know, either follow the Shir and for sure not participate in the Shir. So he there was a time for everybody. So occasionally, there were some days he bowed that he wasn't feeling well. He had tremendous migraine headaches. But I think he also sometimes just because he felt it was good for certain fellows. Okay, anyway. So starting the Gemara. Where did we say we're starting from? I don't want to start from the wrong place.
The Hashidu Kimnarego.
Okay, where is that?
Like 7 lines down from the top.
7 lines down. Okay, let's start a little bit higher than that. If you don't mind. Okay, it's Istrik. Sagadai to me, Idia and Shane. Hold the Mikayakar, the Mikayakar, the Kamashmanon. Okay, let's just start a line before. So the Gemara said, that there's a Havamina that if he didn't have this drushes of telling you which is which, you know, that we would have said that both psukim are talking about shame. So the Gemara says beferish that if I only had one pasuk, or we'll see with Rashi, that I would have said the pasuk is talking about mechaya karna. You need two psukim. I have to see exactly Rashi and Tosfos. What does that mean? Whether it's a particular pasuk or just a number of psukim. Otherwise, to know lo mechaya karna. So right away, you know, before you even start, the question in Svara is why in the world would anyone have a havamina that you're not chayiv if it's not mechaya karna? I mean, the chiyuv is hezek. You're paying for the damage. What's it? If you damage $50, you pay. You damage $100, you pay. No one ever has a havamina that if you damage a lomikaya karna, could be a very, very big damage. The guy has a fancy car. No, I don't know. I don't know what the fancy cars are called anymore. I'm sorry. But whatever the fancy cars, $100,000 car. And you smash it up, but it's still drivable. But it went down from $100,000 to to 500 hours. No, that's called Lomikaya Karna, right? No, well, that's a major.
In Tosas, that's not called Lomikaya Karna, and I don't think that's called Lomikaya Karna in Rashi either.
Oh, anyone has to argue with me. Why is that called not called Lomikaya Karna?
Well, certainly in Tosos, it seems to imply that it's only dirtying the Paris, which is what's called Lomikaya Karna, meaning the principal item has remained intact, just that there's dirt on it that now makes its monetary value less.
Okay, so you smashed up the car, you made a few dents and a few other things.
Caused a physical change in the car.
It still drives, The Iker car is still here. Just that the beauty, the Iker, the car had all this beautiful car, was it, you know, beautifully shine out. So now it's a...
You made a change in the car.
Yivisha car. It went from a you know, they don't even make yeshivisha cars anymore.
I love smashed up cars.
Yeah, you can't get them anymore. I went to buy my daughter a car, and I went to a used car man salesman. I asked him if he has any banged up cars. He told me he doesn't sell those kind of cars. Below his dignity.
To go to the junkyard.
But anyway, always pick one.
But the mice, I think that is, I'm not sure, I don't think I agree with you, Shamir. I think that's called Lomikaya Karna. But anyway, but what's, doesn't make a difference in the argument to the case. I think that's Lomikaya Karna. The car is a car. And the body is banged up and ruined. That's Lomikaya Karna. So the shayt is in the Svara. Why in the world should anyone have a Havamina that it Lomikaya Karna is, you don't have to pay? Well, what's the difference? Right, that's a, I think that's anyone have offhand a svara or
not a svara, but it's really a question on the maskana as well. No, at the end of the day, right? At the end of the day, we needed a pasuk to teach me that, so yeah. We could ask the same question even on
right,
the
right away. I mean, the Gemara clearly says that there's some svara that if it's some the thing, if it's Lomikaya Karna, you're pater. So why in the world would anyone think such a thing? The din is hezek. Hezek is hezek. You damage him. I mean, we don't need a pasuk to tell me how much a hezek has to be. $5, $10. So this is a real hezek. You hurt my bank account. My bank account went down. I had shavik kesef that was worth $1,000, and now the shavik kesef is worth 10 cents. So,
but why do you need a pasuk to tell me that you're chayev even machlik the machalia karna? Meaning, we're saying that
pasuk for to make it an of. Otherwise, you would have. I don't know why you need the different others. You know that's the Gemara's kasha. Why can't you learn out one of it from the other? And the Gemara says that you can't learn out shame from the other of it. I forgot already what it says on Daf Hey, because there's a pircha. Shane Aino Roy Adadabra Royla, some kind of pircha.
If it eats like metal, you're not chayef for Shane. Like,
yeah, so there's some kind of pircha that's on Hayamid Bays that you need, you know, that really the Gemara asks a kasha. Why did the Torah have to write all the four of it? And the Gemara says there's certain pirchas, and then the end, the Gemara comes out, it's a Hilchaseim. Right? That's a very hard Gemara on Daf Yom Adai. But the Maisa, so the Torah had to write Shane, either because there's a certain Pircha, why Shane is different, or there's a certain Kula, you wouldn't have known Shane, or because there's special Hilchaseim by Shane, Shane's Patrim Rishas Arabim. You would learn out Shane from the other Avis, you'd be Mechayim Rishas Arabim. But why in the world would you have a Havamina to say that Shane is on is potter of Islam Mechaya Karna? So there's two basic behalchim
pashtus.
Yeah, right. In other words, either there's two basic behalchim. Either it's some kind of svara that there's a svara that if you're not that when you're Mechaya Karna, you're doing a greater hezek. It's not pashtus pshatus. Hezek is not just in terms of money. Hezek is in terms of emotional hezek. And if the thing is Mechaya Karna, is lo mechaya karna, it's not such a major hezek. You still have your thing. You don't have your value went down, but you still, you know, it's a different type of hezek. The hezek, you lost your thing. You know, if you mechaya karma, you lost it. Lo mechaya karna, you didn't lose your thing. So at least hezek is not, you know, not necessarily a hezek. It's only in terms of dowers and cents. Hezek in terms of is an emotional loss. I had something, I lost it.
If the car still drives, then you don't feel emotionally like, even though it may go 25 miles an hour instead of before.
Yeah, that's right. You know, obviously you feel bad, but that emotional, loss, you know, the we'll give a much, because we come to another value today. A person becomes very sick. It's a completely different hargasha of loss when the person's nifter, right? So either the person's sick and you really lost the person, you can't talk to the person, the person can't function, and the person sometimes even loses his faculty, but somehow you still feel you have your parent, you have some kesher, something, there's something left. But when you lose it totally, there's a much more, emotionally, it's much worse. Right, so there's some kind of emotion. It's not, I don't know if it's so rational, but there's an emotional feeling. When you totally lose something, it affects you. Right? When Yaakov Avinu said, if you're going to lose both Yosef and Binyamin, so then it'll be worse. Then it'll be both. He can handle losing Yosef as long as he has Binyamin. If he loses both, right, then he lost everything. He has no Shaychus to Rachel anymore. Right, so there's some kind of, it's a greater loss when it's
meant. Why does emotions play a part in this?
We're talking about without the pasuk, you would say that the Torah was not just mechayev of you for paying monetary damage, but part of the damage that you, the reason why you have to pay for causing monetary damage.
No, we're saying the opposite. We're saying
suffered also this emotional damage.
If you damage an usher, then what's the maybe there should be a picture there also. If you damage someone who's really wealthy, you can't talk to them also.
I guess you see from here that usher still cares about his money.
No, we're saying the opposite. We're saying that the reason why I would think you're punter, you don't have to pay, is because it's not emotionally as bad. Okay, right. But I still lost $500.
The reason why the Torah makes you chayiv is not simply because you caused financial damage. In other words, they said, I didn't damage the guy. My cow damaged the guy. Without a pasuk, you could definitely have a havamina to say, why do I have to pay for my cow? It says my cow did it. I'm not obligated to my cow. Go take my cow to court. I don't know. So there's some kind of mechiv that you have to pay for the fact that you weren't shomer your cow, and therefore the Torah makes you have to pay. So it's a chiddush. The whole parsha of Nezikin is a chiddush. It's not adam amazik. It is that you're paying for your mamon amazik. It's not so pashut that you have to pay for your mamon amazik. Not a pasuk, you wouldn't have known such a thing. So with you would have had a avamina that the only time the Torah makes you pay for mamon amazik is if it's a type of hezek that caused emotional pain, not just for the, you're not just paying for the financial loss. Maybe for a financial loss alone, the Torah would not be mechayev of you.
Isn't Rashi focusing on the fact that it's barely negligible damage? It's growing back to what it was before, but it's just not the same. So there's still a plan.
I don't know because everyone will have to read Rashi. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Rashi's saying a different svara. Maybe you're right. But I think they group asking Rashi. The fact is growing back is so what? I forgot who asked it. That isn't you cut it down and that's going to grow back. The owner could have done that too. The owner could have cut it down and grow back and he'll have double. So it's not like, oh, you don't worry, you won't lose, you'll get it back. I would have had twice. I would have had you this thing. You know, it doesn't mean it, you know, that doesn't not necessarily that it's barely any loss. It could be it's a tremendous financial loss. You know, you had a whole crap, you cut it down. I don't know how much a crap could be worth a lot of money. And now, but it'll grow back. Yeah, okay, yeah, Shikayah. But I would have had two crops, would have grown back. I was also planning on cutting it down and then letting it grow back. So I don't know if the Vart and Rashi is that it's not a big loss. But we'll see. We'll read Rashi inside. But let's just get back to where we were before. So the one way is saying that it's a svara. There's some kind of svara that if it's not Mechaya Karna, is that you're not mechuyev. I just made up this fry. It could be there's a difference fry. I have a sefer at home, which I just pulled out of the shelf because I bought in the used varan store. Someone, a sefer no one ever heard of, and I just saw it lying on my shelf yesterday. I opened it up, and he actually talked on this sugya, and he had a chakira. He had two different svaras in mechaya karna. Why you did it? So it could be other svaras too. But the nicer, so one
shot. Why should it be different than any other mazik?
We don't know the Gufa.
I'm saying this. The Gemara is saying right now that Rego and Karen, all the Mazikim would be even only Mechaya
Shat, Pashtas, all the Mazikim, we would have had the same Havamina, Pashtas. Then if you say it's a Svara, except for maybe other Mazik, if you say it's a Svara, then Lechara, you would have had the same Havamina by other Mazikim too. That's one shot
away. Not the Pashtim Shat in the Gemara.
I don't know. I didn't learn that. We just started reading. I know that's not the Pashup Shat. The Gemara seems to say that we would have had the Havina by Shane and by Rego.
Mechaya Karna by Rego? Where does it say Mechaya Karna by Rego?
The Gemara asks Akasha, and the Gemara says we learn out. I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to read the Gemara. We'll wait. But okay. They definitely will say, so that's one shot. Okay, maybe you're right. I didn't say it's ripe shot. I just say this is one possibility. We're starting the first day. First day doesn't have to be right. So one possibility is that Mechaya Karna is a svara. Hello, Rafi. The question that we had is, what's the svara that you need to have Mechaya Karna? So we had two possibilities. One is that there's a svara that you're only chaya for nizikin if it's mechaya karna. We said it's svara because when it's mechaya karna, there's more emotional damage, even though financial damage is not more, but there's emotional pain. A person psychologically feels he lost more than mechaya karna. And the second svara, which Sandy Gold said, which is it sounds good, is that it's we would have never thought of it. It's only from the mashmalos akra. Is because there's some kind of mashmos from the pasuk that you need mechaya karna. So you still need a svara, but the svara doesn't have to be such a good svara because it's not that I would have said it misvara denafshe. It just the pasuk seems to say it. So okay, what can I do? The Torah is saying it. Xeris hakosev, it plays. Right. Those are the two possible.
See an indication from the pasuk. That's right. Unfakir. The Gemara is saying the opposite.
This
is just the structure.
Let's wait to learn the Gemara. We're just putting down possibilities.
Put down the possibility that the Pashup Shat is the Pshat as a third possibility.
What's the Pashup Shat?
That the that you didn't cut down the entire thing. You have
so
to do significant. It's negligible damage.
I don't think so. I don't know.
That's not clearer than psychological upshot.
Yes, because it's why is it negligible? The damage you pay for a damage of a shavah pruta. Well, who said this damage is less? It's not. It's only a. The Havmini, we don't have any Havmini where that you wouldn't pay for a damage of a Shavah Pruta. And this could be a damage of hundreds of dollars. Who says it's only because I don't know anyone. We saw that the Nelomikaya Karna is negligible. I don't know.
Someone said that. By when an animal gets torn apart, the Nizek gets the Nevela back. So you right. Say, oh, the Nevela, this is like the Nevela is going to go up in value. Usually a Nevela just disintegrates, but this one's just going to get better and better till it fully grows back.
Nevela grows back.
It's like the opposite of a nevela, where when you have the animal torn apart, and the nevela gets cheaper and cheaper as time goes on, because when you eat a plant, it's going to keep growing back. It's going to get back to where it was before.
Yeah, let's make it clear, okay? You know, a guy goes ahead and is raising his, you know, for the state farm, some special fruit, and he spent 25 years cultivating it. And finally, the tree is, you know, mamish, they're going to make a world record. The most fruit, the best mangoes in the world. I don't know, whatever it is. And somebody comes along and chops it off. And now you can wait another 25 years and it'll grow back again. Oh, I barely caused you any damage. Come back 25 years. You'll have your tree again.
Yeah, but that sounds like emotional damage as well.
It's some kind of smart that it's not the same. It's not the same as emotional damage. But I don't know.
It's not even the kasha of Rashi.
You're right. But what? I'm sorry.
I mean, I guess we're going to look at Rashi and Tosis,
we hold the Rashi and Tosis. Yes. Good point.
Even Tosis doesn't seem to be asking that. He's asking, okay, but Lamaisa, what the guy ate, then that stuff is Mechalei Karna.
Right, I agree with you. That's Taiv is asking that is Mechaya Karna. Okay, but that's to the Gemara. Okay, yeah, that's a good suggestion. Good suggestion. We should do some Gemara. Okay, so but there is some kind of Havamina of Lo Mechaya Karna's Potter. Now that we have, we would have said that we need both Sukkim for Shane, for Mechaya Karna, Lo Mechaya Karna. But now we come out that one pasuk's talking about Shane and one pasuk's talking about Rego. Shane did not mechaya karna minona. So how do I know Shane did not mechaya karna? Dum yidu Rego. My Rego, loshna mechaya karna, loshna no mechaya karna. Of Shane. Loshna mechaya karna, loshna no mechaya karna. Right, so the $1 million shayla, which is pretty obvious shayla, which we'll have to see again, we'll have to see for Rashi, is if you learn pshat that it's a svara, so then in the Marashah, it doesn't make sense, right? Because does that svara apply to Rego? It doesn't apply to Rego. If the svara applies to Rego too, then how can you say Dumya de Rego? Oh, Gufa, how do you know Rego when it's Lo Mechaya Karna? Edamai, the Svara maybe is a little bit different than what we said. And the Svara only applies to Shane and doesn't apply to Rego. So then how can you not Shane from Rego? Right. So if you learn the Svara of Shat, the Gemara is very difficult. No. You know, you people hear the problem.
I'm saying Svara as opposed to Hekesh?
No, I'm saying if you learn that there, so you're answering by saying there's a Hekesh, okay?
Oh, sorry, I was saying Svara as opposed to
the Gemara just saying, you know, there's how do we learn out, there's how Gufa, no, Hekesh doesn't help you, but it's called Gufa, sorry. That you are saying Hekesh, Dumya de Rego, Hekesh. But how do you know Rego is Chayev when it's Mechaya Karna, when it's Lo Mechaya Karna? Right? The Gemara says Dumya de Rego. But first you have to know that Rego is Chayev when it's Lo Mechaya Karna. And then you make the Hekesh from Shane to Rego. So if there's a Svara that Lo Mechaya Karna, like I was saying, so that Svara should tell us that Rego is also Pater by Lo Mechaya Karna. So unless you come up with a different Svara, not the Svara that I said, maybe you're right, I said it wrong, Yoni, you're correct, because you took off half my Karna. In other words, if you come up with a different Svara, and you explain that Svara only applies to Shane and doesn't apply to Rego, so then, yeah, then the Gemara would make sense. I forgot that it's a Hekesh. Okay. then you're right.
Isn't there a concept that Ubiya opens up, or as Rashi says in Sasei, Ubiya opens up?
So in other words, if the Gemara would be saying, we know Rego Misvara, because by Rego, the Svara of Lamechaya Karna doesn't apply. And then we have a Hekesh that tells us, Shane, Dimi the Rego. Okay, let me just finish the thought. But if you learn that there's a Mashmos of the Pasek, so then it's easier, then Rego doesn't have that Mashmos of the Pasek. Okay, yes, I'm sorry, what were you saying?
The Mashmos of the Pasek comes from Ubir. Ubir makes an opening for Mechaya Karna. Right. Meaning without Ubir, we wouldn't say Mechaya Karna just totally in a vacuum.
Right, that's the second. That was the other pshat, and therefore by Rego,
that means it's still a combination. It's still a svara based on Ubir.
I understand, but you don't need as good as a svara. The svara is only because once the pasuk says it, so it's masher from the pasuk, and as long as I can find a slight havana to it, I accept the pasuk rather than saying daichik the mashmos in a pasuk.
So that could be what causes Rashi to say that. Meaning, okay. Google the fact that the Gemara says. Google the fact that the Gemara says the fact that Rego mocks off the necessity of Mechali Karna for shame because Rashi says it's based on Ubir.
I didn't read Rashi yet, please. Please, you guys are all ahead of me. Okay, let's read right now. Let's read Rashi. Let's read Rashi and let's see. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Edi v'edi. We're supposed to start with that Rashi. I'm sorry, I told you guys to prepare. We had to start with the Rashi Edi V'Edi. So I made a mistake when I gave the Mara Mikaimis. The Mara says that if the Torah, if we didn't have the Pasuk of the two drashes, I would have said both Pasuk is talking about shame. V'Edi V'Edi Hashem. I apologize. Shalach ubi'ir tarvayu ashen. I would have had a havamina that they're both ashen. The shalach os I, while I need to psukim ashen. The shalach os in the chayuve, hechadel mechaya karna. And the pasuk of the shalach is coming to add. So it's interesting. Rashi says the shalach os, it doesn't say ubi'ir os in the chayuve. How does he know which one is which? But he says the shalach osa the chayuve, heche delo mekaya karna. The mashma kigon sha'ochla aruga v'soifa lachser nismayach. Avolo kibitchila. Because it's not going to grow back kibitchila. Okay. Ubir, haino echa de mekaya karna. The mashma ubir shmevar de gamri. So you need two psukim. Because you need one to tell me Mechaya and one to tell me Lo Mechaya. In other words, just write the Shalach. Let that talk about shame. And then I'll know shame the lo mechaya karna, and I'll make a kal v'chomer for mechaya. Tiritz, ime haikra. If we only had one pasuk, have amina ha'asi lehecha mechaya, avalo mechaya lo. Yochok ikin ameimar vada idi vidi hashem. So Rashi says beferish that if we only had one pasuk, if the Torah only wrote one pasuk, either b'shilach or ubir, then we would have said that the pasuk is talking about shame, and it's only chayiv when it's lo mechaya karna. So therefore, you would need two psukim. Therefore, you need two psukim. to go ahead and tell you that one is Mechaya Karna, one below Mechaya Karna. Right? That's what Rashi says.
Just
Mechaya
Karna will be a problem, not
Lo Mechaya. What? Now, there's
only
had
only
one
Mechaya
Karna.
If there's one
possibility,
only
Mechaya Karna. You would know Lo Mechaya Karna. Yes. So, Rashi, Lechaira, it's Beferish in Rashi. Not like, not from the, that it's not coming from the Pasuk, right? Lechaira, that's Beferish. Now, there was a very nice chat, but Lechaira is Beferish in Rashi, not like that.
Yeah, well, the first half of Rashi seems to be saying that it is, you know, attached to the pasuk.
Yeah, I agree. It is, does sound that way from Rashi. He did seem to say that one, the first half Rashi does, but he sounds like he's almost contradicting himself. Yes, you know, there's Rashi,
but it's only on the uvir.
Rashi in the first half was making that uvir is more mashma the chaya karna, mashiach mashma. You don't need the chaya karna, but then Rashi asks, why do I need, the Gemara says clearly that it, you know, the Gemara, we really should have started from Beis HaBeis, but we didn't, we did. But I hope you people, there's the Gemara says that the reason why the Braisa needs to prove that one Pasuk saw Shane and one Pasuk saw Rego, because if you, without these indications, you could have had a Havamina that both are talking about Shane, and why did Torah write two Pesukim? One to tell me Mechaya and one to tell you Lo Mechaya. So Rashi asks the Kasha, so then why did the Torah have to write, just write for Shilach, for shame, and I would know Mechaya, even Lo Mechaya Karna. So Rashi says, Beferish, so Rashi seems to say Beferish, that if you know, and even if you have one pasuk, it makes no difference which one pasuk it is, whether it's beer or mishilach. You know, there's no mashmos from mishilach mechaya karna. We would still have a mina that it's only with mechaya karna.
So wait, isn't it?
What?
Why can't it still be mashmos in the crow?
Because now that we have both, has no mashmos.
No, but now that we have both psukim here, and the both psukim together imply.
But why the Gemara says that had the Torah only written the Gemara before brought riots from Yeshaya, whatever, that one psuk talking about Rego and one's about Shane. The Gemara is saying without those riots, I would have said both psukim are talking about Shane. Why did Torah write both Sukkim, Shalach and Ubir, for shame? Teretz is because the Torah wanted to teach you, even if it's Lo Mechaya Karna. Frank Rashi Akasha, the Torah could have taught me that by just writing Vishalach and leave out Ubir. Emperor Rashi could have been only wrote Vishalach. I would have thought that it's only Chayiv when it's Mechaya Karna. That means, even though Vishalach has no mashmos of Mechaya Karna, nonetheless, if I only had Vishalach alone, I would have had a Havamina that it's Mechaya Karna. So
it's even worse that the Havamina
it's only Mechaya Karna is not stemming from the mashmos of the Pasuk.
It's even worse because there's a specific mashmos to say that it's not Mechaya Karna. Right.
Once we have Ubir,
that's telling us that Ubir is Mechaya Karna, because the word Ubir implies Mechaya.
But we see from Rashi that if you still, that it, I use this one point. You see from Rashi that the Havamina, that it's only a Mechaya Karna, is not stemming from the Mashmos of the Pasuk. Not like Sandy goes at a beautiful shot, which I happen to think is probably even right, but but the simple Mashmos of Rashi, the Chariz Mova from Rashi against it. We're going to see if we can salvage it. But it's Mova from Rashi, that the Havamina of Lo Mechaya, that you need Davka Mechaya Karna, is not stemming from the mashmos of the pasuk, because Rashi says beferish that even if you only had one pasuk, either pasuk, whichever one it is, we would have said that you only chai.
Where does he say either?
Rabbi, is it fair to assume that Rashi would be
either? Because Rashi's asking Akasha, why did the Torah? How could you have a Havamina to say that they're both talking about shame? If they're both talking about shame, don't write both, just write one. That means either one. The question is, just write either one.
But it could be that he's masking.
Either one, you would have thought that it's only Chayiv and Mechayiv Karna.
It could be he's masking that. It could be he's masking that if it would be the Lashon Ubir, so then he wouldn't try fighting it.
I'm going to say, but Rashi just says that if you had the pasuk of Ishilach, you would have said that, and that was the only pasuk you had, you would still say that it's only Chai when it's Mechaya Karna. Right? That's the Farish and Rashi. Right?
Yeah, so, yeah, but Shilach.
Okay. What are the differences?
Let's go further.
What's the basic difference between Shane Lo Mechaya Karna, Shane Lo Mechaya Karna and Regal? Is it just the halachas?
I didn't get to Rego yet. Wait. I'm still by Shane.
Do we understand what Rashi's Havmina is at this point?
Havmina, I don't know what's wrong with his Havmina. It sounds like okay.
Did Rebbe note that Rashi seems to imply that if they would grow back as normal, then they wouldn't be considered Hesek according to everybody?
I don't know. Yes, I see. So I don't know. That's not Mishra Rashi. Okay, I don't
isn't
know.
Isn't it Pashat that if there's only one Pasuk, you're going to learn the Lesser Chiddush?
Yes, it is, but the question is what was Rashi's Havamina? Because I would assume that Rashi's Havamina is like Sandy Gove, that there is no, the only reason why we have this Havamina of Mechaya Karna, the Yoni Chai Mechaya Karna, is because of the Mashmos of the Pasuk. And therefore, if you just write one Pasuk, especially if you pick the Pasuk of Ishilach, so then you would never have the Havamina of Mechaya Karna. Comes along Rashi and says that if you had one pasuk is Vishilach, you would still have the Havamina of Mechaya Karna. So there's a tremendous chiddush in Rashi's answer, which, I mean, it's going to make tremendous problems in the Gemara as we continue in the Gemara. But Rashi's definitely saying a very big chiddush, that even the pasuk of Ishilach by itself has a Havamina Mechaya Karna. And now Shamir wants me to get into a different sugya, but let's put that on hold. There's another.
The why is Ishilach more mashmal one than the other?
It's involved with Rabbi's
I'm trying to say what?
Why is Ishilach more mashmal one way than the other?
I know Rashi seems to say that Ubir, the word ubir has an intrinsic mashmos of total destruction. Beer, there's some kind of mashmos in that word beer. Shalach doesn't have that connotation. I think shalach is neutral.
But it does say the word mashmal.
Why is Rebbe saying if you only had shilach? Why is Rebbe saying if you only had shilach that would be more mashmah?
No, I mean it wouldn't be. They wouldn't have. If you learn like Sandy Goldschat, that in svara we would never say the svara of only. The only Chayim of Mechaya Karna. The only reason why we have such a Havamina is because it's an intrinsic mashmal from the word Ubir. Ubir implies total destruction. So then Vishalach, which doesn't have that implication, then we would say is even by, with that, then with the, you know, that Rashi's Havamina would be that if you have the word Vishalach, since there's no negative connotation, then you apply it even in all cases, since there's no.
Can we understand that there's.
That's not true. That even if you have a neutral one word of Vishalach, which is totally neutral and doesn't carry any mashmos that has carrying mashmals. If anything is mashmal bin Rashi and has other mashmals, we would still have a Havamina that it's only Chai when it's Mechaya Karna. Let me read the next Rashi before.
But doesn't, one second, can't we just say that if shame by itself lends itself more to the concept of lo mechal yikarna.
Yeah, you're not being fair. You're trying to answer the kasha before we ask it. Let's ask the question. Now we'll give you the first crack of answering the question.
Can I just add to the question, though?
I didn't ask the question yet. No,
to add to the confusion.
Okay.
Doesn't it sound strange that Rashi's Tavmina is that there's no intrinsic svara to, without the psukim, there's no intrinsic svara to say that somebody would be potter if they didn't uproot it or whatever?
Rashi's answer is that there is such a svara? Why, that's okay. The guys themselves, we didn't hear this svara. We thought it was a very hard svara. So, okay. I don't know if that's so bad. Okay, let's see the next Rashi. So then the Gemara answers. So then the Rashi kasha. So the hasha, the Gemara sharego, shein dino mechaya karna, minadan, dumi the rego. My rego, loshna mechaya karna, loshna mechaya karna. Avshein. So Rashi says, my rego, loshna. So here is the mamish, the pliatsuma. Right? Rashi saying, why by rego loshna, the loksiv beyubir? But we just got finished saying in the last Rashi that the reason why we have a havamina by shein of lomichaya karna is not because it says ubir, which has a mashmaus, but because even if it would have said v'shilach, only by shame, we would have a havamina that it's only mechaya karna. So it's not the havamina that you need dafka mechaya karna is not coming from the word ubir, because it's fresh in the last Rashi, right? The last Rashi said that if the Torah only wrote one, the Torah wrote both, I would have thought that they're both going on shame. Why would I think that it's just a Torah write one? Because if it just write one, meaning it would just write Bishilach, I would have had a Havamina that it's only Mikaya Karna. That means that even without any intrinsic mashmos from the Pasik, and without the mashmos of a beer, I walk around with a Havamina that only by Mikaya Karna. So the same thing should be true by Rego. If I only have one pasuk by Rego, just like by Shane, if I only have one pasuk by Shane, I have a havamina that Shane is only mechaya karna. So the same thing should be true by Rego. If I have only one pasuk by Rego, I should have a havamina that Rego is only by mechaya karna.
So there's something missing here because before we said EDV EDS Shane, right? Before we say EDB Hashem, why do we say EDB the Arego? Why do we say EDB the Hashem, not EDB the Arego?
I don't know. But what
I'm saying there's a reason behind that. Okay, so whatever that reason is can help explain this too.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure if that's such a kasha. I don't know.
But the next Gemara asks EDB the Arego.
The
Gemara's
going to do that later.
I'm not sure.
But maybe
there's a question.
At this point in the Gemara,
Who asked this question? Does the Marsha ask the Maram? A lot of people. Okay. But the Marsha and the Maram both asking?
The Marsha, I mean, at least I don't see the Marsha being quoted as directly asking the question. But it sounds like a pretty good question.
In the Shita, this question is being asked by a few people. The Gilyon Beferish asked it on Rashi.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you see that? The simple question is that Rashi seems to be mamish says himself from one Rashi to the next. The first Rashi says Beferish that even if the Torah only wrote one pasuk by Shem, Bishilach, I would add a Havamina that it's only by Mechaya Karna. And then he says, how do I know Rego? That's not how you know, but so what?
Because the pasuk is already there now. Now we have both psukim, Regel and Shane, and by Shane it says Ubir, and by Regel it doesn't say Ubir.
Well, one second. I
don't know. First Rashi, there was no second half.
I was going to say that he would get the first crack because that was. And I mean, let me. What did you want to do? Let me hear. Okay, but that's the question, right? I was just saying
that there's something inherently about Shane that goes to Mechali Karna. Agufa, when we say EDV, EDRegel, we don't suggest Mechali Karna, lo Mechali Karna. We say Shalom Shluchayim and then this. There's something about Shane that inherently lends itself towards Mechali Karna, lo Mechali Karna. So if there's only one passage by Shane, you could still say Mechali Karna, lo Mechali Karna. But if we're going to say already by Regel, so then you wouldn't say that svara anymore, unless it said Ubir, Dafka by Regel, then you'd be forced to say Mechali Karna, Regel.
Okay, I hear. So you're saying the following structure, that by Shane, the svara Mechali Karna is not like I made up, that it's a psychological reason, because my svara would apply equally to Shane and Regel and everything else. But there's some special svara only by Shane, where it makes sense and to say only by Mechali Karna. And therefore by Shane, even if there's no intrinsic mashmalos from the Pasuk, we have one Pasuk and the Pasuk is totally neutral, we would go ahead and say that Shane is only by Mechali Karna. By Regel, if we just had a neutral Pasuk, we would not say it's Mechali Karna because there's no natural svara by Rego of Lo Mechai that has to be Mechai Karn. If it would have said Ubir, then the beer would have forced us to say that Rego is only Chai Mechai Karn. But
could just be the Metzias of Rego versus Shane, meaning Rego's complete destruction.
That is over your chat. Okay?
Saying it could just be the Metzias that Rego complete destruction normally, and Shane isn't necessarily.
Okay.
But then we have to do the flip side on Veshilach with the Regel.
Yeah, we'll have to see. So he's saying like this, that there's only a Svara by Shane, that Shane has a Svara Chitzayna that you should need Mechai Karna. Regel doesn't have such a Svara. If it would have said Obir, then the positive Mashmos of Obir would have made us think it even by Regel. That's Binyamin Simon's pshat. I'm not so crazy about it. I haven't said I like the pshat, but there's a little bit, even though I like it, it's a little daichik. It's a little daichik in Rashi's lashon, because in Rashi should have said, my regal loshna, he shouldn't have said that the lotzim beubir, right? Rashi is trying to explain why he should have said, Rashi's trying to explain. No one ever had a Havamina that it said beer by Rego. It's not like what's Rashi telling you? Rashi's trying to answer a question. How do I know Rego is Lo Mechali Karna? Because without Rashi, I would have thought it did say Ubir, and Rashi's being Mechash, it didn't say Ubir. So what Rashi should have said, according to this chat, Rashi should have said, because by Regel, you don't have the Havamina in Svara that we have by Shane. That's what Rashi should have said. When Rashi wants to contrast Regel to Shane, he should hit the nail on the head. The difference between Regel and Shane is that Shane, even if you only have one Pasuk, even if the Pasuk is Beshilach, we have a Havamina only Mechali Karna.
No, but if it would end up that Veshilach was
Havamina. One second.
So if it would say Veshilach by Shane and Ubir by Regel, it would come out Lo Mechali Karna for both.
He should have said Regel Loshna, in Svara, Regel's Chayev. When it's a Bain Mechaya, Bain Lo Mechaya.
But if the Pasuku beer was by Regel and
to tell me that you don't see beer, like the Yashikayak is not the hate, that's such a big finish.
If Ubir was by Regel and Shilach was by Shane, then you would know Mechali.
But that's like saying if my mother was a car, but why is Rashi saying that? what's Rashi saying that for? Rashi's trying to explain the Gemara. Rashi's bothered by a problem. What's Rashi's problem? Rashi's problem is, how do you know that rego is not chayv when it's a mekaya karna? Now Rashi didn't have a havamina that it says ubir by rego. That's the beferish of the Gemara before. The beer is not rego. It's shilach is rego. So Rashi doesn't. So what's Rashi was bothered in his havamina that Stam in Svara, we should say that by rego, granting I know that the pasuk of Ishinach is by rego, but we should also say it's talking about Mechaya Karna. So then Rashi doesn't answer the question. The Lotzibeu beer. Like. Now there's two different reasons why you would have a Havamina, why rego should be chayiv only as Mechaya Karna. One, because the same reason you had that Havina before by shame. And two, because of the beer. So Rashi's like almost being silly. He's telling you the obvious reason. Of course, you know, there's no positive mashmalos from the pasuk, but the chiddushiga reason that shame is different than rego, which is not so simple to understand, Rashi leaves out. Okay, it's a little problematic. Avram Max was saying a different structure, right?
Yeah, I think it looks like a Lekka LeMaimer in the Marsha now, but I'll just say it over anyways.
Yeah, okay.
That in the first Rashi, you only have the word Vishalach, so then you could go either way, and you could go with the Svara. But once in this part of the Gemara, now we're saying that the second half of the Pasuk is talking about Shein, so you have Ube'er Dir, so we could contrast the word we use by regel, the shalach, and the word we use by shein, which is a be'er, and say that be'er does not apply to
the regel. You're saying that even though Rashi, okay, did I, you know, someone says this?
Seems to be the Lekka LeMaimer pshat in the Marsha.
I think also the Chedushi
Abbas. Gilliam gives it as a second
that if I only had the shilach alone, Rashi, in the last Rashi, saying is that we would still have a Havamina, because the Havamina is not based on the Mashmos and the Pasuk. The Havamina is based on Svara. And that Svara applies to Regel too, just like it applies to Shein. Except once the Torah wrote Ubir by Shein, and then it changed a lot. In other words, the Torah wanted to tell you Regel, I will say it in the most simplistic way, is the Torah could have written the Ubir twice, theoretically, once for Shein and once for Rego. You know, there were some other laws, but once the Torah changes and picks for the Lashon of Rego a Lashon of Vishilach, which is different than the Lashon of Ubir, so it's based on the contrast or the context, now Vishilach takes on a new meaning. So Vishilach originally, in Vishilach by itself in a vacuum, does not carry a mashmos, not to tell you Mechayiv, even when it's not Mechayiv Karna. But when you have both Sukkim together in the same Pasuk, then Vishilach takes on a new connotation. Right? Very, very Chiddush D'Kapshat. But it would answer the question. It's just surely not so pashut that the shilach changes. I mean, pashut pshat is the Torah had to write the shilach because that's the pasuk that tells you rego. There's no, you can't be medayik. Why the Torah didn't write beer twice? Because beer means shein, not rego. Torah wrote shalach means rego. You know, we'll see when you make a diak in the contrast. But that's a pshat. So we have like this. Let's just summarize where we're holding because we're just starting, but I don't want to spend too much time on this sugya, but it's a nice little sugya that, you know, and then there's a nice tesis here and a marshan, whatever. That's nice little sugya. We'll see how long we spend, but not too long. I hope not. I wanted to make the question on Rashi is that we have a chakira. What is the Havamina? Why you need Mechaya Karna? Is it a Svara or is it based on the Pasuk? Is it so Rashi, clearly in the first Rashi, it seems to be saying it's not based on the Mashmos of the Pasuk, because Rashi said if you only had one Pasuk, we would have said by Shane only Mechaya Karna. So now the problem is, so if that's the case, so how do we know by Regel lo Mechaya Karna? So we have two choices. Either we're saying that the gentleman Simon Svarta was that it's only by Regel there was a Havamina without a Pasek, without a Mashmos from the Pasek of Mechaya Karna. But only by Shane, thank you. But by Regel, we would have never had such a Havamina, which works, except that I think it's a little bit funny, because then that's the Iker Vart, when you explain Regel and Shane, is that to explain that the Havamina is by Regel, by Shane and not by Regel, and Rashi doesn't explain that, and also was pointed out whether you're going to be able to do that in the next Gemara, with Shalach. Also, you have to come up with this, you know, with a converse svara over there, because the two gemaras are parallel. And the other svara, it was that the suggestion was that.
No, but that makes sense because the next gemara it comes up with a different svara for Regel. It doesn't have a
high. The next gemara,
yeah, but then in the maskana, whatever that havamina for Regel, they apply to Shane also.
Okay. I was just saying what you're going to have to do. You, I'm sure you worked it out. Okay, we'll read your sefer. That's great. Okay, and the other svara was to say a completely different shot that really Shane and Regel are both exactly equal, but Rashi's saying that there's some mashmos and the shilach gets a different mashmos once the Torah rolled the beer. Okay. All right, I think we should stop here. But if you get a chance, you can look at the Maram. Right? The Maram we know is a very, very tricky cipher. The reason why the Maram is so tricky is because the Maram is one of the easiest farm in the world to read. He reads like water. He's so easy. Except that after you read it, sometimes you realize you don't understand it. But he's very easy to read. So we'll read Regel there, we should look at the Maram. The Maram's on Tosis, right? I think so. Both Rashi, Marsha, and the Maram, they go on Tosis to want to explain why Tosis doesn't like Rashi. And they explain the difficulties with Rashi. So to get a chance, well, I guess you should look at the little Tosis here. And to look at the Maram and the Marsha, we'll see. We'll try to do that tomorrow. Okay, Yeshikayach, everybody.